Blog Talk Radio.
Your body in a million ways.
Nobody ever makes me feel the same when I'm with you. Watch it up nice and slow. In the back, ooh, I'm about to lose control. Cause you're my new, don't hold back, let it go. What did that do?
When I want the truth, I know you always got it. You're like my soulmate from another lifetime. I've been showing you your value. You've been teaching me my good. I was in a cycle of pain that was disguised as love. I didn't know what I could know. You made me feel enough. There ain't no title.
Brain. Now this is how another human life could have the power to Gentlemen, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I did this once before. I'm going to give you some music and some poetry. But this is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. This is Epiphany Radio you're listening to, you're tuned into. The For Real Entertainment Network is sponsored by Ball Link. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got my raw links. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And don't forget, if you do call in and want to participate, you got to press that 1. Start you off with a piece that I wrote a while ago. And this is called The Evolution of Missing We. The taste of your presence is something I will never, ever be able to forget. The essence within the golden silk of your skin is like oxygen through my blood. I need it. Your words meld into my moments to build a millennium within speeding seconds. You have my attention. You move me. You help what was once a stained, crippled heart, hidden in life's cocoon, emerge a spectacular black butterfly. My many layers peeled with ease. 1, then 2. Not all of them, but I am slowly freed. Like a diamond set in deep. Patience. I love you for that. But I lie awake thirsting for quenching only you provide. Thus my soul breathes arid, a thirst unquenched. Because time is never kind when we touch. But come to me now and make our now forever. If not, make our tomorrow now. And if distance remains the only possibility of contact, then make haste, I shall, to the only allowance this earthly realm provides for our eyes to meet. That's their peace.
Tell you what you mean
to me.
Hey. chemistry, intimate memories. Every time I give you all my energy, emphasis, never sleep.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Before I go any further, I must give a big shout out to a very, very good friend of mine and the CEO of Epiphany Radio, who happens to also be the CEO of Raw Links. Y'all need to get on over there to Raw Links and get you some. He's on Amazon as well. Name is Dr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. The Real, The Poet. Let me see what I got for you guys next. This is another oldie but goodie I got here. This is called Be Careful What You Wish For. I told him that I don't need to be rescued, but I do have a deep desire for him. And only him. He responded with, "And I want you in the worst way. The scent, the feel of the touch of our skin. I want to taste you first because I know that with every lick I bring you closer to the overflow of your soul pouring into my mouth. Your essence makes my mouth water and will become the water in my mouth, so I will drink you deep, thus connecting us for lifetimes. Exchange will be epic, spiritual and celestial. My loving your body would be incomplete without having access to such a wonderful treat, so make no mistake. This clandestine meeting of lips will bring pure satisfaction. So deep, so fulfilling, your mind won't be able to comprehend what your body is going through. Because what will take place is at a cellular level. Your scent will now become my only sustenance, all known to only me. Because I will have had personal conversations with each one of those places in my tongue, or have spoken in your native tongue. My lovemaking claims you for lifetimes because I will master your body in a way that you will realize the place that you feel is my imminent obligation of duty to please. So be careful what you wish for. That's that deep.
It's what you do. It's what you see. I know if I'm hard to watching you, you must be haunting me. It's where we go, it's where we'll be. I know if I'm on to you, I'm on to you, on to you, you must be on to me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to open this mic to one of the dopest poets that I know. Let's see what if he needs some poetic therapy. Hey, J. Rob, the wise son. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Oh, Lord, my son is on poetic therapy. Wee! Don't be telling me I ain't lucky, damn it.
Oh, man, I'm the lucky one, and the listeners are the lucky ones, man. Have you on here? Poetry, man.
Be having people believing that my poetry is all that when I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods.
Let me tell you something. I'm not too shabby myself, but I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. You are, your poetry is all that, okay, and a bag of chips. And I'm happy to have you here tonight, really. How was your day?
Uneventful, but I ain't complaining about nothing.
Okay.
That's
not a bad thing.
All is good. How you doing?
Okay. I'm feeling good. You know, I love the rain. I love the storm. I love the sunstorms, all that good stuff. Okay, I'm kind of a tree hugger, and I really wanted to go outside and play in it and walk around in it and just let it hit my skin. But I got to do the show, you know. Maybe it'll keep up until after the show is over, and I can step out there and stick my toe in it a little bit, play in it, let it run through my lap. Oh, man, at heart, I'm a big kid at heart. Yes, I am.
Want to go splashing all in the water.
Yes. I love all of that. I just, you know, I don't know about splashing because you got to jump in order to splash, and I ain't jumping nothing. But
you could just stomp your foot in that puddle.
I could, but I'm going to sit on my step and just let it fall on me, you know. It's all good, though. How are you feeling, though?
I'm all right. You know, like Bernie Mac used to say back in the day, I'm all right, all right, all right.
Okay, I'm trying to be smooth here. You making me laugh.
My bad.
You know
my bad. Let's go back to smooth.
It's all good. It's all good. I wanna know, what did you I know you brought something, but I have to ask this question anyway. What did you bring for us to listen to tonight? You know, tickle our eardrums, satisfy our mental.
Got a little something, something. That's a little something, something with something, something with something, something.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Ooh, Lord, this piece is entitled Far Away Thoughts of You. Here I am looking at your picture, and I can almost hear the most beautiful songs being sung by mature birds that are looking for love at the beginning of spring as they effortlessly fly along pockets of air streams from my pen again because it's mating season. You see, I wrote these lines with you in mind with cascading sentences that run down the pages like the tears of a clown that's in puppy love. Saying each line out loud until minutes seem to turn into hours, and by the time I realize that you are not in the room, I am once again all alone speaking to your picture, imagining what you might be saying to me in return as my eyes burn. That sounds as close to marry me as possible as I stare at your skin and continue to remind me as to why I am the bearer of true beauty that is drenched in your skin. And here I am staring at you yet again, stuck for words that might seem perfect, that will keep you here with me for just one more day before I regain consciousness and say, oh yeah, that's right, she's already moved on with her life and she left me. In peace.
Oh, you came in here and just yanked my heart right out my chest with that one. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, now I got to find a different song. Oh, man.
Why? I didn't do nothing.
Because I had a different song in mind for that, but it's all right. It's all good. I was even going to ask you if I could respond to that with a piece, but the way you ended it won't work. It won't work.
You can always add something to it. That's a good book.
I can, but the piece I wanted to add to it won't. I don't think it'll fit. But,
because of how
I ended
it?
Yeah.
Oh, you thought I was going to write a piece that was so sultry and in love instead of saying, here I am all alone again. That's why it's thoughts of you. Until you realize I'm writing to someone that doesn't exist because she left me.
No.
So like the guy that hasn't gotten over the woman that he's in love with.
I hear that. I understand that. Hold on. Because I got something. I just wrote this, too. Saturday. This was the piece that I was working on for the Get Down Idol. So I'm going to read this tonight.
No. Then save it.
Save it?
Save it for the Get Down Idol.
All right. Well, let me see. I'm still gonna read this other
Matter of fact, I trust your poetry so much. I know you can write something different for the poetry Get Down.
I can.
So if that's the case, then spit this piece that you was just about to.
That means the mic is mine.
Mike is yours. Let your conscience be free, girl.
Okay. Well, this is called Her Regret. I thought there was time left to mend it, so I made that effort to look one last time. But when I turned and reached for the hourglass, all the sand had fallen to the bottom already, and it just shattered at my hand's touch. Trying to turn it over, hoping we could start over. Now my heart is just like that broken hourglass, left in tiny broken pieces, only I can't remove the slivers of pain from my hand because they're deep inside my core. Done this time, I was so sure. The truth is, I ran too far from my gift I was being given because I'd become unsure if we was good for me. Creating more than a cracked relationship, this is beyond repair. Making me sorry my heart and soul gave up because you just can't get back time once it's gone. Now the we is just a gentle whisper of a thought carried away on the wind. The leaves falling and fall to the ground. All I can do through my regret is look and reminisce on what was supposed to be appreciation of his richness and realness of love. It is said, do not have regrets, just learn lessons. Well, my lesson in this, I'm still learning. Although I will never speak on my love loss, perhaps those who can see thoughts and emotions through brightened skies and open eyes, the dreary, depressing blue story behind my eyes will teach. And that's that piece.
Now, when you do this piece, the appropriate song, even if it's just the instrumental, the appropriate song for this is Never Can Say Goodbye by the Jackson 5.
I wish I had that in my catalog, but I don't. And unfortunately,
the coolest part about this is that you know a brother like me, so I do.
Okay.
But as I'm listening to you recite this piece, I'm hearing Never Can Say Goodbye over and over again, even if it's just a chorus.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I said I'm still learning. That's my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So
as you're doing the piece in the background, you're just hearing, Never Can Say Goodbye.
I'm
creative.
You're very creative. Very, very creative. I would never downplay that. Man, I've learned a lot from you, too, through that creativity. Try to copy a little bit of your stuff, too. Call it plagiarism or
please
whatever.
Please do.
Please do.
That's how we live on, is take bits and pieces of other poets' pieces and styles and inflections, and that's how we live on as poets.
Absolutely.
I think the dopest thing in the world would be, you know, like 50 to 100 years from now, a couple of poets are on Epiphany Radio, and they're going through all the shows from times that we've done shows, and they're like, yo, I remember I listened to this show between La Perla Negra and J-Rob the White Son, and they recapture that, what they listened to.
Oh, man.
And
oh, yes.
People listening are like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Like, yeah, yo, they were some dope artists, man. And, you know, how things go. I don't know if I got another 50 ahead of me, but you never know.
I'm saying when we're all long gone, you know, the way people recite Langston Hughes' pieces now, people recite Maya Angelou's pieces, Paul Laurence Dunbar, Gwendolyn Brooks, how they recite their poetry now.
Yeah.
Let that be us 100 years from now. I ain't going to live to be 150, but
somebody.
I'm just saying, let that.
Yeah, we're going to be on somebody's list. A few somebody's list. Yes, we're going to be used as reference points and studies. And yes, definitely. Inspiration, all of that. Yeah, because I think we're pretty dope poets, you know. And we are part of a really, really dope poetry network called Epiphany, you know. So, yeah, and that name rings bells. For sure.
It's just a really cool part. It is.
You know what? I'm going to think about that more often and smile more behind it. Even though y'all didn't think it was possible for me to smile more, it is. It is. I like that a lot. That's what's up, man. It's awesome. I ain't gonna hold you hostage. I'm gonna let you do what you gotta do.
Like you got me for a little while. I'm just sitting here cooking and drinking wine.
What you making?
Girl, I done made some pasta and split Italian meatballs, and I got this African sweet butter bread. With this Shiraz that I bought from a wine store in Harlem.
Well, I want you. Would you do me a favor? Would you explain to my listeners out there what exactly a Shiraz is? Because some people are not, you know, they don't really understand, you know, the linguistics.
The type of wine a Shiraz is, it's not overly sweet and it's not dry. It's sort of in between, and it's a very good pairing wine. And when I say pairing, I mean you can drink this wine with poultry. You can drink this wine with a good steak. And if you're a lobster fan, this goes absolutely phenomenal with it. And what it does, it dances on your taste buds. Now, everyone doesn't make Shiraz the same way, but it does leave a lot to the palate when you're drinking it. And it complements your food perfectly. Sort of like, you know how when you're having a peach cobbler and the crust is all buttery, but you got that peach and that sugar feeling? All three of those combinations taste really, really good. But you merge all that for those of us who still drink whole milk. But you put all that together with a glass of milk, it dances on your taste buds. And you're like, wow. And I know that's a dessert, but metaphorically, that's what a Shiraz does when you're drinking it with, and you're drinking it with some other sort of type of meal, if you will.
That sounds delectable. I'd like to try that one day.
I will be bringing some to Philly the next time I'm in town.
Oh, sucks. I'm excited.
Come on. Didn't I treat y'all right the first time?
I never said you didn't do. And ladies, for your information, guess what? He smells really, really good and gives great hugs. I just thought I'd throw that out there for y'all. Okay. Yeah. I'm speaking from experience.
My hugs are okay.
No, they're warm, they're inviting, and they're comfortable. And, you know, some people give really crappy hugs. They squeeze too hard, you know, they squeeze too tight, and just like you can't meld into them. But ladies, I'm here to tell you, I'm juicy, okay? And I was just grabbed right, okay? And that, you ladies, you thick ones, y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? So trust what I'm saying. If you were curious.
If you was curious.
Yes. Could you give me a second? Let me do a quick station identification, and I'll get right back to you. Hold on for a second. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epiphany Radio, and you are in Poetic Therapy. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And if you should happen to want to participate, please press that 1. You, J. Rob, the wise son.
I ain't do nothing.
Can I please ask you what it is that you have going on in the Epiphany universe?
Part 2 of the Get Down Poetry Idol featuring my co-host, the legendary Van Meadows. And we also have a guest host, essentially Janice. And Chris Gifted, some people might know him as Divine Demon. And what's at stake is we're asking people to bring their A game so that whoever wins will get a chance to host the Get Down for the month of April. Van and myself will be your co-hosts. And whatever topic you so desire, we're going to rock with it. It's looking kind of sexy. Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Let's get it done. And come on with the come on, but you got to get down with the get down. Thursday night. Shout through.
No, that's right. Yeah. I'm excited because, yes, I am going to write something else now that I've revealed the piece that I've written that night. Yeah, I got something in my back of my head for you guys that's going to flow through my ink. So yeah, that's going to be all right. I'm excited, man.
Just like on American Idol. Sometimes you gotta sing a song that you're not accustomed to, or sing in a key that you're not accustomed to.
Well,
for the poetry idol. Spit some poetry that you're not accustomed to. Dive into a subject matter that you're not used to. Hit it with a different cadence.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you can extend your pen.
Yeah. I like to hear words like that. I like a challenge. I really, really do. Although sometimes I'm not up for it, but this time, yeah, I am. You know. And that's what's up. Would you mind if I read another piece? Okay.
I insist. So, did I read one? After you?
Yes, you. Yeah, please do. Please do. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. So this is called Pen Me. My passion is in my ink. You want to know me? Write your story across my heart. It's to my soul. And once I grant you access, enter, and do not hold back denying me the brilliance of your cadence through similes. Allow me to interpret each line as I allow your brilliance to flow. Tell me if you can feel the pulse of my pen as it journeys my system. Every letter, rich as the iron flowing from the wordplay of metaphors and stanzas and haikus. Let me feel your pen pulsate. Take the journey through my system, language only you speak, and teach me. And that's that piece.
So, we gonna play tit for tat poetry, huh?
That'll work. And the mic is yours.
Hold on.
You know
Let's
what?
See.
It's something about the way you say things, the way you say them. Sometimes it's just. I don't know what it is. You got this charisma about you that just makes
me?
A girl
charisma?
Feel. Yeah. It's a smoothness. Just makes you go. It does.
You do favors to my poetry. So, since that was the tat, let me give you the tip for that tat. Piece is called What Can I Say?
Mike is yours.
You are the silent screams that my heart can't wait to yell when I'm under your spell like witchcraft. Your eyes see through my lies whenever I said I don't miss you. And I can't stop seeing how this movie plays out when I close my eyes, doing everything to stop thinking of you. Because the thought of you reminds me of the best love stories Hollywood won't script, starring black people, since these are more than just mere words and I'm feeling is mutual and it's equal. See, I'm more than just smitten. As my heartbeat quickens, I just, at the thought of you, and suddenly my whole world begins to become misty blue. My eyes tend to flicker back and forth because I'm blinded by teardrops that burn like flames. So tell me something. What am I supposed to do with you when I am consumed by the very thought of you? Your scent, your skin, those eyes, your thighs, they hypnotize my very being. And as much as I don't want you to have replace my frontal lobes, please be my lady. I can't release the grip that I've given you, and I ask you not to let me go. Hug me endlessly forever. Because no matter how many fights we have, how many arguments we may go through, I can't see you holding hands with someone else, and I don't even want my own heart anymore. So I'm going to place it back in your hands and ask you to treat me as gently as the love that I have for you. Because I'm in love with my very own dream come true, starring you, my first lady. Poem.
Oh, you know what? I see where you're going. I got something for that. I got something for that. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening. The mic is yours. The mic is yours.
I'll wait for you. And if you look in my eyes, you will see the truth that I want to give you all of me, every inch of my skin, yours to kiss, every lock of my crown for your fingers to run through, every nerve you want to stimulate. My body is your blueprint. Connect your spirit to my good vibrations and let me return the favor so we can generate new energy. So pure, so powerful, it will awaken passion in others for generations to come. Hold my hand as we explore the world together. Let our toes sink in new sands as we bathe in hidden waters, only visible to the sounds of nature. Gift to me a forever of us watching stars together and sunrises greeting our morning kisses. Patience is very gentle. So come with me. Come to me. I wait for you. And that's that peace.
Come to me. I'm waiting for you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right, all right. I got some for that. I got some for that.
Oh, frickin', the mic is yours.
See now, do I have some for that? Rambling thoughts. Do you dream as I do? Even when my dreams of you have butterflies in their insides, its own stomachs at the thought of you, when those thoughts turn into dreams of us holding hands, walking inside kaleidoscopes, using natural light, mirrors, and colors while reflecting other beautiful objects in order for us to create beautiful and fascinating repeated patterns of us that may define our possibilities. Well, unbeknownst to you, these are more than just mere abstract rambling thoughts, but what they are is just me saying these thoughts, and they are the beginning, and from the beginning they start to consume me, so please excuse me for having these, which are just rambling thoughts of us. When those beautiful butterflies stop fluttering fast enough for me to finally have a chance to freely express what I've been holding in, and hopefully, and hoping with every fiber of my being that your butterflies have butterflies that have calmed down long enough for you to feel the same way. Because all this time when I can finally tell you how much I'm really into you, and while I'm holding you the way you love when I hold you, inhale me, while Michael Jackson's Butterflies instrumentals continue to play in the background, while all I'm doing is having rambling thoughts of you during quiet moments consisting of us. Poem.
See. You know what? I like the way this is going. I got something else for you. Yeah, I got something for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mike is yours. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is called Mi Eternidad. Por siempre, mi amor, capearemos la tormenta en la vida. Juntos y yo, te amo. You are the rule I am willing to break because against all odds, you are the exception I am willing to make. Frightened each time before every risk I take, but I've always been a risk taker. And for my heart, you are the risk that I am willing to take. Telling myself that I don't want this with you is like painting in the rain. It's useless and impossible because your silhouette is ingrained in my mind and my soul is tied to the flame of your existence. Por siempre, mi amor, soy tuyo. Through music, the savage beast is soothed, but your presence is my addiction. So the rhythm of our heartbeats create is what I dance to, and your touch is my prescription. The remedy healing all that troubles my side of the world, you are my earth, necessary and vital. You are the alien I want to be abducted by because my heart is like a puppet on strings, and your energy is my Geppetto. So I'll be the comfort while you sleep. Because you bring my love down like ink flowing from a pen. Por siempre, mi amor, tu historia está escrita en mi corazón. I once held on to nothing, and now your touch is my rebirth through fire, bringing color to pale skies. It is said beauty is in the eyes that hold you. While life awakens in your presence because it is in your eyes. You are my truth in a world of lies, and I do need you. Por siempre, mi amor, necesito que te quieras. And that's that piece.
Okay. Let me have a sip of this. Okay. So, we playing tit for tat?
Absolutely.
Luckily, I'm having a short glass. I'd have brought the bottle with me since we having this tit for tat. Cool. I wrote a love letter. And this is what I would say with respect to that answer.
Mike is yours.
Mami Benaki. I want to be everything to you. Then I said, forget it. I'm not saying none of this shit in Spanish. I need you to understand exactly what I'm saying in the language that I wrote it in. So hold my hand, stare me in my eyes. Don't blink and stop not paying attention. Because I hope that when you find this letter to you, you take the time to read every single word of this letter to you, line by line. It's because of you. It's because of you that my heart still skips beats, and every time I hold you, it's just as if I've made it into your arms in a nick of time. I've never questioned us with loving me or love me not, or when it's you who loves you, my eyes begin to be closed as they visually focus upon everything that you happen to be. I can't wait to see you over and over again. Do you know that there are days when I'm dreaming about you that not even beautiful sunsets begin to measure up to you in its physical form? And it's because of you that I'm into the groove in you like a spinning 45 that continues to go on for minutes unheard of. And I want to be the perfume that rests inside your pillow and switch places so that you can enjoy your skin and your skin can enjoy the sexiest of times because you happen to remember what I smell like. And I can't wait to have exclusive rights to your pheromones as microscopic pieces of you passes through my nasal cavity. And I admit that I'm more than smitten. You're my love-making kitten. You're everything that I'm fitting because I'm trying to tell you exactly how bad I need you. Smitten by the thought of your touch. Smitten by the thoughts of silly conversations. Smitten about nothing that will make my day brighter than the dying Nova, along with your silly smirk that lasts long enough, or a laugh that sounds like jazz tunes, like Mo Betta Blues, and yet here it is. And for some reason, every single time I see you, you choose to breathe life into my dying day. And who would have ever thought that faraway heartbeats go along just by hearing the words hello? I start to beat faster and faster. My blood pressure begins to rise. I start to become dizzy again because I can't believe you're here again. And here I am, just me and my pen, scribbling random thoughts about the hurricane force that is you. Because for some reason I feel that I am forever doomed to ache and long for this woman who has captured my imagination, taken up a space at the center of my attention. My frontal lobes begin to melt since the cravings that I have, I can't control. My longing, my kissing, my breathing, my tasting, the dizzying scent of your skin again is something that I will never forget or let soon fade away. Because even when I'm staring at the oxidation of water over dinner, my pulse begins to quicken thinking about you, and then I can't wait to see you again. I mean, what can I say? You really have gotten me in some place, and I can honestly say that I can't get over you. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, do I really love me some of you. And someday I might make you really angry. I need you to do me a favor. Please forgive me and pull out this letter as a reminder as to how you felt the first time you read this. Because even if I make you angry, my feelings will stay the same and they will never change. Poem.
Oh, people, not me taking the gloves off. That's what we're doing.
I'm just saying.
I got something for you.
How much time you got, baby? Because I could do this for 4 days. How much time you got?
I got forever and then some.
I mean, because right now, as I'm looking at what we're doing, I've got about 850 more to go. So how much time you got? It could be part one because I could do this for a couple of months with your sexy self. I'm just saying.
Yo, I lost count. I'm trying to tell you. I don't even keep count no more. I just make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Well, then, shit, I'm gonna get out your way. The mic is yours. Go ahead. Go on.
Thank you. This is called Know Me. You are the moon illuminating the sky with your brilliance, and I am the lone wolf beckoning unto you, howling with longing for your soul to take mine by the hand and run wild and free through the forest of your stars with nothing hidden, unafraid and willing to just give you all of me. So if you love me, do not focus on committing to me. It will happen naturally if you commit to evolving, because I'll meet you there. You will always have something to look forward to, and I will always look forward to working with you. And I'll not only love you like no other, I'm disciplined within my faithfulness, and will eagerly, happily make the necessary happen if you love me, your signal will call to me, and my spirit will ride your frequency to meet your sound, where I will bring you to my heart. Every time we touch, something very special will happen. And our kisses will be like holy water to our lips. The embodiment of my love will be the temple of your heart. So be at peace when I come to you. And my heart will be the peace you sought all your life. We shall be harmonious, because I had introduced my inner light to peaceful long before you. And that's that peace. Don't play with it.
Okay. Taking the gloves off.
Uh-oh.
About to have a slight sip of this Saran. Okay. I was going to have a cigar. Nah. You want to hit people with garbage cans. I'll just say. Is it my turn yet?
The mic is yours.
This is called What Do Kisses Dream About? The preconception of her warm breath just before they meet, the thought of this feeling will really sweep her off her feet. The moisture of her tongue as she licks her upper. Yeah, her thoughts was right. I'm really a nasty mother, but then begins to bite mine as she slowly removes her tongue from the shallows of her inner sanctum. Her mouth buzzes like a bee when I feel her kissing on me with such passion. To this is my gratification. Mine can't wait until she does it again for this same reaction. My gratification, my... Please do it again. And I must admit, I must be dreaming again. Because this only happens when I have this feeling that I'm feeling like a crackhead on the front line, like it's crunch time. And yes, she still moves me when she kisses me slowly. Not wanting to waste a drop of saliva, but wants to savor each second of wetness. Her lips said, this is a test. Her question was, what's... lips of my lips from upper to under her chin to upper knees under her hips would taste best, but it really doesn't matter. Either way, it's my intention to shatter any thoughts of someone else ever coming close to enjoying those lips the way that I do when I'm sucking, kissing, licking, biting, and enjoying every bit of you as I hold you closer to me as if I'm trying to consume you, even when my lips taste the sting. Your sweet perfume. Just then you opened your eyes long enough to look right back at me and slid your tongue in my mouth, rolled your eyes in the back of your head. The last time was that night, and I didn't think that I'd miss you any more than I used to, but I do, and I find myself trying to bite my lip the way that you used to when, excuse me, I must be dreaming, because when that doesn't work, I stay licking my lips until you bring those full, passionate lips and breathe on mine once again. But there I go, closing my eyes, biting my lips again, saying the prayers that your lips said as you whispered, come here, as you slowly slid your tongue in my mouth once again. And all of a sudden, I begin to miss you more than I used to, and I find myself trying to do that again, but it doesn't work. So when I asked you, what do kisses dream about? I'm asking, where are you? Just come back here and add some satisfaction to this passion, because my lips My lips love it when you begin to pout. Because when it comes to you, I'm still trying to figure out what do your lips dream about. No. Come here. Let me show you. Boom.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about dreams, huh? Well, guess what? I have a dream within dreams. His eyes painted. His eyes painted forever in my soul, outlining my subconscious with imagery of thoughts of perfected love. He doesn't even realize how he's affecting me. So sometimes I wonder, is his heart just as lost as mine? Spending nights waiting for that guiding light to lead the way to the right one. My skin whispers for help away from the loneliness, yet the craze still exists. So I go out under the sun to soothe it. Maybe too much. I make promises to myself not to fall so deep, but break them like shattered glass in my love storm, for longing for him to share my nights. Not feeling sorry for my soul that it must go unsatisfied, but my body without the joy it longs for. Only he can restore. If he could hear, could feel my heartbeat, the words, I will not let you go, and forever you shall remain in my arms. I am here, but I only know him in my dreams, within the dream, chasing a dream. Still like the sun dancing on ripples through water, thoughts of him put a sparkle in my eye, and that's that peace.
Good Lord,
uh-huh.
Make me do it.
Bring it, please. I'm loving this. Oh man. Come on.
All right.
The mic is yours.
I want to write steamy love letters to her. In between her stretch marks with my tongue as I French kiss her flaws. I want to write these words to sail along her skin stages like steady soaring eagles that sail skyward, sliding over cloud formations like skipped rocks on still waters that can identify the smallest of creatures and swoop down, claiming victory in silence. As I sleep across the rays of sunshine and are covered by Pan-African juju oil, as I slightly slumber on blankets of soft beads of well wishes and soft kisses that taste like lilac peppermint sticks that make her feel extraordinary. I mean, I love the softness of her lips, the warmth of her breath, the scent of her perfume, the wetness of her tongue, while we slow dance in my living room to real slow jams with our cell phones off. It's the perfect combination of what a romantic evening is supposed to look like as we slow dance and slow grind and dry hump in circles as our tongues continue to do ballerina pirouettes in our mouths while the rain keeps pouring. And the song you keep playing is Nights Like This. Poem.
Okay. All right. I got something for that. I definitely got something for that. Ooh, this is called Poetic Blueprint. You ready?
Mm-hmm. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Let's make poetry with our bodies. describe what you taste with the tip of your tongue running over my chocolate mounds and deep within the crevices of my hidden pleasure zones. Let me hear you call my name as I blow your flame, pulling vital nutrients for protein from you. Oh, how we ride the wave of euphoria on the mixes of juicy salivations and silken waters, giving into temptation and creating similes with kisses guided by awakening sensations. I need to feel your heartbeat and soul inside of me. So let's light the fire of the sapien in us and increase the flame to release the beast of commanding lust and unbridled passion that must be satisfied. Adjust my attitude with your commands and make me remember your name. Let my energy play your favorite melody up and down your spine as the sweat of our scent leaves an imprint throughout tangled sheets. You're my favorite flavor, but I know you favor the flavor of mahogany. Close your eyes and plunge into my ever essence, and bathe in my overflow. You see, unbeknownst to you, I am that dream come true for you. And may happen if only you believe in deja vu. You know I'm the fix for your compulsion, so satisfy your palate till your heart's delighted. Now let me taste us off your tongue, because we so rightfully deserve to know how good we taste in this combined ride of our need for only what can be satisfied by us until satiated. That's that piece.
Okay, I'm really digging that. I'm really digging that. And you have a line in there that I'm going to use in this piece.
Okay. I'm moving out the way.
Go ahead, take. Yeah, move out the way, girl. Take your socks off on this one. Let's make poetry.
Oh, the mic.
This is a love story. This is a love story. Written in handheld poetry, dipped in verses, and smothered in everything we've both ever wanted for one another. So let's walk in step with each other, finishing each other's sentences. After cum dripped with wet kisses, with brushed smiles and chuckles and soft pecks on scented necks. Let's massage each other into the same places and same spaces with our fingertips until our fingertips become passwords within our skin to our own rhythmic combinations of intellectual ecstasies. Baby, what I'm trying to say is, let's make poetry. Let's practice kissing each other until we develop a flow that becomes our signature peck that's unique only to you and me, as musical riffs are perfectly blended to moving crowds. Baby, let's make poetry. Allow me access to your curves, your nerves, your goosebumps, your pedicures, and give me exclusive rights to your orgasms, that teardrops that fall from your eyes wide open. Don't even have an orgasmic mission for me. Baby, let's make poetry. Sit on my lap and stare in my eyes for a second. I want you to whisper every dirty word that your inner self could never say, and tell me the things that you used to say that you were ashamed to say whenever you was in the presence of company, so that we can take our time with this as we kiss in bliss. Baby, let's make poetry. Give me permission to murmur distant sounds of forever into your subconsciousness that sounds like sexy succulent sounds of perfect perpetuity only you can feel. Baby, let's make poetry. I need you to be something more than I've ever dreamed when kisses were told stories and were subconscious messages that found its way to escape into dream catchers. that ended up coming true. Except in this case, my dream caught what I was thinking about because it always ended up being you. And I told them, that's her. And her breath smells so damn good. I can taste it from other areas of her body. So, baby, please, let me know when you're ready for me. And then we should make poetry together. Poem.
You know what's happening here? You know what's happening here?
I can't hear you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Oh, no, I can hear you. I'm just saying I can't hear you. I can hear you. I'm just saying I can't hear you. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to tell you something. We done attracted some callers. And,
well, did we really?
Yes, we did. And
they trying to interrupt this cipher? They trying to interrupt this cipher.
Some of this. Uh-huh. They want some of this.
Bring them on.
Yeah,
bring them on. Go ahead. Bring them on.
I gotta do another radio ID real quick, and then I'm gonna bring them
in.
Whatever
you gotta do.
All right.
Bring them. All right. On. Go ahead. Station identification. All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Your number one station in town. This is Radio. Your number one station.
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, J-Rob, guess who we got on? Getting ready to come on the mic.
Talk to me. Who we got?
We got one of the newest queens up in here.
Uh-oh.
I believe her name is Edwina. Hey, Edwina, how are you doing, queen? Welcome to Poetic Thursday.
Thank you.
I'm going to speak like a poet. Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Edwina.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
What made you press one, beloved?
I was listening in, and I heard you guys even going off in here. I said, I was actually at a gathering.
She started it.
I was at a gathering, and I stepped outside to see how everything was going. I'm like, oh, okay. They blazing the mic tonight.
She started it.
She started it. Coming in.
I just was trying to say hello.
I don't know who finished it, but y'all burned it down, I tell you.
He started it. He came in here with that charisma and that smoothness and that suave.
I was in here cooking and minding my business and said, let me come through my girl's line and show her a little bit of love and what have you. She's like, word on the street is, you don't know how to write no poetry. And I was like, what?
Who said that?
Fight a word.
Oh,
like, I hear talk about Miss Mary Child. I was like,
you got no damn
sense. Oh,
I'm just saying. I ain't starting nothing. I'm just saying.
Oh my God!
I'm glad you've been enjoying the show. You know, he don't understand. I want you to answer this question for me, Queen. When he fits his pieces and he says those things that he says, the way that he says them, when he says them, don't you feel it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
There you go.
Goose flesh.
There you go. See?
Y'all out here trying to make an old man feel 25 again, but it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work.
Definitely.
We ain't trying to hurt you. Only a little bit. Just a little bit.
She's talking
and
about
physical.
She said, "Word of the street is you can't write no poetry." I'm like, ah! I sat here and clutched my pearls before you got on the phone. I've been defending my poetry. And it wasn't until I was deep into the second or third piece and I realized I didn't have no pearls on. I was like,
You know what? He started it and made me totally forget all about the music I was playing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to defend myself. I was backed into a corner. I was in here minding my own self business. Hear me? My own self business.
Your own self business.
He came up in here and he poked me. He poked me on my shoulder. He know I don't like to be poked.
I'm gonna show you something. I'm gonna ask you a question, and Miss Danielle, right. I'm sorry, Miss LaPearl, this is a yes or no answer. This is a yes or no answer.
Okay.
Did you or did you not say, I got something for that? Did you or did you not say I got something for that?
Salon.
And you gonna implicate Diva?
You can't laugh. You cannot laugh. Did you not say I got something for that? Quote unquote.
Well, what happened is it's involved. I may have mentioned something similar, some similar words there, but
this is.
From the outside looking in, it sounded as if she said, and I quote,
"That was nice, but I got something for that." Oh, that's what you're doing? I got something for that too.
He took the gloves off and started poking me first.
That's what I said. Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans?
God, no.
With my in the Della Reese voice.
Oh my God. Got no sense whatsoever. He can't help
it. In the words, in the infamous words of Russell from the Cosby Kids,
he started it.
See. You know what they say, right? A hit dog, always holler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you hear those statements, you know
really
she started it.
Okay. Wait one second. Because I we got some more smoothness on the line with us right now. You know, and I want to know what you know. I know you had a day, and you called in for some poetic therapy. So
yes.
I want to know what did you bring for us to listen to?
Don't challenge nobody. Yes, tell us. I'm interested too.
She didn't answer the question.
She didn't say nothing. She didn't even answer. This poetic therapy, you gotta let her answer first.
Okay.
Wait. I have a piece to read.
She's
gonna be smart. There's so much time going on. Oh, God. Okay. Yes, I have a piece I'd like to read.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. This is called The Chant of Ruth. A kiss upon a forehead that lingers long and dramatic like an African mother's tooth suck. Lashes flutter close, resting bashfully upon his cheeks like a butterfly upon a rosebud. Lips raised to a pout like a bee sting's violently affectionate kiss. Eyes full body brandy brown as deep as pools for a lover to drown in. Veins, tendrils trace full form, captivating my attention like ivy roads in the direction of someplace good. Salt and pepper mane frame his face like my hands tingle to, yearning to paint tantric symbols too bold for a good mother to utter. A kiss just above the nose, portal opening, four eyes closed, two eyes wide open, becoming one world, kinetic in its momentum. A kiss upon a butter kiss hip breaks a weak dam to a guarded, impatient cerulean sea, primed and ready. Hershey kiss tip tits orbit her frame, high and tight like Saturn wears her rings. His hands, expansive, sandpaper callous, thick skin protective, always strong enough to hold up the world's atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up shared vibrations, light, raising up my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in your hands like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I am a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace. And we let go, unfolding into a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from this skin, expansive. Paint me in purple stars, magic. Be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. It's a universal experience, divine in its magnificence. Teeth-touching backbite, simultaneous deep dive, impaled to the hilt, reminder that there is a paradise for pleasure that at times deep pain to fully be felt. Chocolate legs rest upon a shoulder, cocoa butter brawn, it's that Kush blood strong. He be Mauna Lau's peak, and I be Tamu Masif deep, so we erupt in a symphonic orgasmic release. Then I am Makita, queen of Sheba, and we let go. Drench, and I let, and I glow, drenched from head to toe in the golden reward of us becoming, and we becoming. You hear me? She's called impatient, balsam flower petals swollen to a pucker, overflowing with nectar, sticky and beguiling like hummingbird sirens. I awake in my own drowning pool, but there is no you, only liquid proof of what you were meant to do. The chant of Ruth upon bended knee grown over with callous and caution and affirmation I chime. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. Please let it be us next time. And that's that piece.
Damn. Wait a minute. I am a woman undone. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
This is the what kind of shit we on tonight, huh?
See, you see, you see what you did, J-Rob? You did that. You did that.
This is the kind of shit we on tonight, huh?
Yeah, see? Mm. See what I'm talking about?
You're going to force me to go there. You're going to force me to go there.
I wonder. I know what you got for. Cause I know you got a comeback. What you got for that?
I'm just looking through these pieces and I'm thinking, what do I give her? Oh my God, she has a nerve to hit us with the somebody's coming. Somebody's coming.
Oh God. Oh goodness!
Okay, I'm gonna dig in the crates for this one.
All right, Irene, you ready? Because we're gonna give her the mic. The mic is yours, Jay.
I continue to stare at your pictures after hot showers, long lotion sessions of a loneliness. I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I want to masturbate to you. I want to shower you with wet words that are dripping with the fantasies of 10,000 virgins as I'm squeezing so eagerly, awaiting the first time of their first grind, and they are tighter than lion skin mating drums. I want to whisper tantric hypnotic hymns to your thighs, making them slide from left to right as if they are being guided lavishly like invisible hands on naughty Ouija boards that spelt out the words, baby, please fuck me. From that spiritual realm of ecstasy where your lips are making slurping sounds for me when I'm not around, for the skin-covered, erected monument appendages that I'm squeezing that never seems to come to the rescue of you because you want me when I'm not around, and even more so when I show up. And I ask you to put your weight on me. Show me how you touch yourself. How do you come around when you decide to get down when I'm not around? And let's keep it up. Let's keep naughty, nasty, and simple as I pour warm oil on you and pinch you with both hands. And I want you to kiss me, and I want you to taste your moans with your eyes closed ever so tightly, uncontrollably, leaning up against me to the point where even the ticks of the clock begin to slow down as you watch me explode for you, saying repeatedly, Daddy, I didn't know you was that nasty. Look at me rub this for you. I need you to come for me because this is what you do to me. I'm staring at your picture saying nasty things to you as I begin to imagine what you're going to say back to me as I begin to explode in ecstasy. 10 hands down, 2, 10 down. You can see this happening with inches erected in chocolate form, extending further, baby. This is more than just sex. This is just us being something deeper than we've ever planned. And I love that you love who I am when I'm with you. And when we begin to do shit like this, because I heard you when you said somebody's coming. Somebody's coming. Baby, cut the bullshit, because the next time somebody's coming, it'll be us. The next time somebody coming, it'll be 3:30. You'll say, Jay, somebody's coming. I will kiss you passionately, look you in your eye, and whisper, yeah, me. And that's at peace.
I can get him for you. If you want me to get him, I'll get him for you for doing that.
You
want
him?
You're going to get him?
I can get him. I can get him right now.
Two against one. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Here it comes.
I'm listening.
Okay. All right. This call.
The mic is yours.
My heaven.
No, go ahead. The mic is yours.
You. My heaven on earth. Taste me. You give my skin a testimony every time we touch. Because you breathe life into me, and the sound of your voice brings my overflow as you allow the stress of my day to run down your chin. I love how you love to bathe in it. Our sexual energy exchange goes beyond an act of passion. It's an honor and reverence of the worship to love itself. You are my divine counterpart because you penetrated my spiritual long before penetrating my flesh. And as you touch me there and there and there and right there, my entire energy is tempered and I inhale the thought of we as yours lingers inside me. Every time you part my lips, the gates of heaven open up to my heart, and I just want to fuck every one of our fantasies out of us. Because I love the way you look at me when I You are the only one who possesses the quality to make my sacred space home. Taste me again and scribe our next chapter of this celestial gathering of stardust and moonlight with your tongue. Because just as spring inevitably seasons over into summer, I fall in love with our love story endlessly. You stimulate the poet in me, so wrapping my mind around you feels so damn good. Your energy is like water, glistening as if the stars were echoing their story in the opening night sky. And it moves my pen stroke, creating masterpiece after masterpiece. I didn't think it was possible to be alive and get this close to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, hold on. Okay, hold on. Let me just get a sip of water because y'all forcing me someplace. Okay, hold on. Okay. Danielle, you stand to the left, and Queen, you sit to the right.
Okay, all right. Be out the way. I'm giving you the mic.
This is two against one now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say left.
Is all
I got
yours,
this.
So. All right.
Queen.
I'm here.
What I never told you was that there has never been a day that I've never been attracted to you. What I've never told you was there are things about you that I've always been attracted to but never had the chance to tell you because I don't want to scare you or lose you. Danielle, you see, there has never been a recipe that I've cooked well enough for you to understand that I'm trying to get next to you, not when I'm talking to her, but when I'm sitting next to you. I mean, you mean more to me than all of my poetry, and you have the power to help me dance around the misery, and you are more than anything that I've ever claimed to be, and you are the one angel that God has been assigned to protect me. But then I look at the queen and I have to say that you're my lady. You are what we poets call the impetus to everything I have ever wanted to be. You are the exclamation mark, the synthesis I have yet to written. You are my lady. So what do we do when it's just me and you? I'm not talking about her because I'm talking to you. What do we do to when we begin to explore, excuse me, what do we do when we begin to explore or to adore? Or what do we want to do when we want to make sweet music that sounds like you and me, that turns into sexy metaphors? I mean, really, Danielle, what is it going to take for us to be us when all we want to do is just be wrapped in you? I need you to understand that I'm addicted to you like this is some kind of chocolate voodoo. Please, so before you go, I need you to know that I'm talking to the queen at the moment. So before I go, I need you to know that everything about you is my favorite theme music. You are the best parts of my world because when I'm with you, I take a look at Danielle sometimes and I can't believe that I'm floating on air. It comes naturally. I look at the queen and begin to imagine exactly what her happiness tastes like. Then I go back looking at Danielle saying that happiness has never had a dream come true. But I look at the queen and I understand when dreams come true, they happen to come true because every single dream that comes true look happily after just like you. But then I look at Danielle and I start to say her locks are beginning to talk to me. They're saying things that they have never said before because every single strand of hair seems to have its own smile. But then I go to the queen and I realize that her crown is tilted. I tilt her crown back on her head. She starts to smile again. Her dimples are talking to me. She's looking all chocolatey now. Look at Danielle. I can't believe that I am in the presence of greatness. Before I hold her hand, I say, give me a second so I can talk to the queen and begin to tell you that there are things in my imagination that I need you to pull out with your pen, scribble them on to blank pieces of parchment paper, wet the paper, then stare at it. It begins to dry like a photograph, and you will see pictures of us kissing. But then I'd look at Danielle, and I start to say, you are more than a pearl. You are more than anything else that somebody else could ever dream about because I've been trying to tell you since I met you that I'm trying to be somewhere with you, but I need you to understand that my heartbeat and yours are in sync. But then I go over to the queen, and I take a strict pen. I write on her goosebumps, and the next thing you know, when I have finished writing on her goosebumps as I'm talking to you, it says, I love you written all over her skin. And that's when the both of you begin to understand that I'm into you in ways that someone else that has always loved you could never be. You're not even my fantasy. Both of you, everything. And I just wrote that off the top of my head for you. Poem.
Goodness.
Oh,
man.
How did you like that?
You know what? You almost KO'd me. Almost.
Stumbling.
I'm trying to recover. That was absolutely beautiful. You fight dirty. You fight real dirty.
How
did I write dirty?
Mud wrestling dirty.
I recited poetry dedicated to the both of you at the same time. How is that dirty?
My jaw. My jaw with that one.
Ooh. Yeah.
Edwin, you got Dave. Something for that? Cause I got something for that too.
You've got something that's going to answer me talking to the both of you at the same time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you got it. Let's get that off the top of my head.
That's a different level of genius. I got something about a part of it that speaks to a part of what you were reading.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna move out the way, Queen. I'm gonna shove him out of the way, and the mic is yours.
Stop pushing right. me.
It's your music that moves me. It's the overture that plays and the curvature that is your Cupid's bow and the symphony and every soliloquy you speak to me. You feed me. You charge me like an electric guitar. You spit bars that send me to the edge of the galaxy and gave me a courtside view of the stars. You touch the turntable softly, laying your stylus gently upon my record, a connection so staccato, electric and violent, your treble so perfect that I can hear your silence. Wow, look at you. You're amazing in your own special pitch, part perfection, part manly, raffish wit. You got a way about you that feels like Art Dada, like Mingus in a pork pie hat. You're the swell in my aria. Damn, you entice me. I want you beside me. It be your music that moves me. Your tune sets my song free. I'll be the boom if you be the bip. I drink you in like lover spit. It covers me. I'm caught up in it. The ride of your rhythm is worth the admission to play in your whiskers like Santana plays the Gibson. I want to straddle your Stradivarius. You be savant. Master the V in my virtuosa and the O in my overflow, whatever you want. God body MC, color me lyrically Picasso, then blow on that thing. Tickle my backbone like Coltrane on the saxophone. Use your fingers, play with it how you want. It's whatever you like, Thelonious Monk, 24 karat cocoa box. Body cut a godly figure from the blueness of moonlight, the newness of new night, the moon and your just right round my corners round midnight as the moon and your low tide tug at my insides. You be Fela Kuti, blossom in the back of my throat like sweet cherry wine and good ganja smoke. It's worth the bruises, it's worth every cent to be in your concert, to learn from your hand, to heed in response to your every command. I'm your one-woman mosh pit, poised for your next hit. It's your music that I'm addicted to, and I can never get enough of it. And that's that piece.
Yeah.
No, she
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
Hold on. Why don't you bring my cousin up in here? She threw some of my jazz grace in here.
She got some backup.
She had the nerve. Oh, no. I don't need no backup. Hold on, cuzzo. she had the nerve to bring up my jazz heroes in poetic fashion. And in the words of Eddie Kang Jr., try to riff like me. Allow me to please, Leprella Negra, please let me allow me an opportunity to respond to such a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
All right. The mic is yours.
Cool. I am listening to her speak, and all I hear are melodies of More Better Blues. Her bed smells like the dopest cologne that I could find. I'm hearing Coltrane's background music. I'm hearing Duke Ellington speak to the audience. It's the night before our scintillating schedules of rendezvous has left. Her scent on her pillows are like fingerprints to her nostrils. She remembers me. When she and I was holding hands, listening to Dizzy Gillespie, she stares at me while we are playing at the Jazzmobile with all those half-closed eyes before she sat on my lap, looked at my lips long enough to inhale my oh shit baby whispers while licking her lips. She cups my chin with one hand while Miles Davis's high notes begin to wail in an empty crowd as Miles Davis winks at Wynton Marsalis and says, "You're next," but Trombone Shorty comes along and says, "These are the melodies that are teasing herself continually because she disagrees with me." As Max Roach begins to play, her lips bigger than I thought, and they're delicate to the touch, so she softly kisses me with them, mouthing the words that look like she said, "I can't wait to get to you around midnight." It's so soft that she begins to say things to me orally. We make out while listening to Selma. We make out while understanding Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit, and we rock back and forth like low-hanging fruit that is sensuous to the touch, succulent like teenagers whose raging hormones are overriding animalistic urges to please one another, as all you hear is, "Take me uptown on the A-train," while dry humping hard enough to tear a hole in my pants as she allows me permission to be her own hand, one button at a time. I am playing the bass drum along her blouse, and each fingertip is unbuttoning her one at a time as you hear the bass bottom explore her bare accessories and necessities. And all I'm thinking to myself is that she is a jazz impresario dressed up as a chocolate angel, and you know how much I love chocolate. Yet for some reason, I'm still listening to those hidey, hidey, ho melodies as she starts to tell me about Minnie the Moocher, while this continuation of osculation takes me back to a place when a woman kissed you like this for so long only because she liked you, because we danced in circles as we listened to Lena Horne sing another tune. And as she continued singing, she and I began to dance like this all over again and over again like this before tasting each other's body parts. This was an exercise in above-the-waist artistic and aristocratic acrobats. This was juicy. This was sexy. This was as passionate as walking into the Cotton Club after leaving the Apollo because it was too loud for us to listen to our moans that were mutually musical. This was us taking a walk in a stormy weather. This wasn't the same dance that we shared for so long and so often. This was different. This felt different. This was saxophonic, romantic love notes that were being blotted out Fort Thelonious started tapping 10 keys of saying, come to me. And as I matched with surrender to her passion, it was a prelude to what was going to be an incredible evening of forever. Yet all you hear is around midnight. You hear the articulations of wails of saxophones and trumpets in the beginning of every single time she inhaled, and it never faded into memory. As we remained entangled in each other's arms, trapped in silk until I woke up with her perfume all over me, invading my nostrils, and all I'm thinking as I'm listening to More Better Blues all over again. God damn. She really can kiss. And that's that piece.
Yo. Oh. Y'all, you know what? I'm loving it. I got one more. I got one more in me, and then we gonna bring in Javi, and we got another caller on here waiting to come in here. All right. Matter of fact, you know what? Just come on, Javi. Come on, Javi. Come on in. Make it do what it do.
Okay.
She started it.
First of all, I ain't heard so much back and forth. You know what? This ain't tennis, but if it was tennis, it would sound like this. Like,
she started, huh? I ain't do nothing.
He did that. I was in here minding my own self business, playing music and yeah. Just playing with my locks. And here
sure
he comes.
You were. Sure you were. So how should I do this? How should I do this? What would you like?
I could do it a lot different ways.
Don't give him no music. Nah, don't give him no music. Give it to him.
Let it
give it to him straight with no chaser.
What are you doing?
Give it to him, Hav. Straight with no chaser. Straight with no chaser, Hav. Give it to him.
No. You get a 9-year-old one of the dippy dips. Like, oh, this is the perfect time. Let me do that. All right. Let me see what I got. Let me see. Let's try this.
Mike is yours.
I'm coming up from. Hold on. I'm just trying to.
Until you ready, Hav.
I got you. Here you go. Nah, I got it.
Do your thing.
All right. It is true. I am simply taken by you. And if I could tell you how your words touched me at my center, leaving me in the delirium of thought of how my mind cascaded off a cliff of my imagination, how I wish I could be he at the center of your poem to be thought of, cared for, romanced, to be a fantasy or at least a wet dream, to be a verb because that's what's happening, to be the ink given release, made real by your pen. I wish I could be written exclusively and exquisitely by you, for the pleasure of being within your mouth, rolled off your tongue to whisper off your lips. So dig, if you will, this picture of you and I engaged in a kiss with the sweat of your body covering me. Can you picture? Can you imagine? Low Prince moans as the urgency of his words that call me to your smile. Your ascension into my fourth dimension makes me want to drink your nectar, sweet yesteryears, or wash my tears, bringing hopes new tomorrows. So I stop my fears and wash away my sorrows. Possibly, yes, if you share your rich, rich imagination. If I could vibe in your spectrum, could you stand in the space where my broken dreams once stood? Could you overstand that I am a mountain needing to be climbed? Finding in my eyes the beauty of my spirit, sweet yet sublime. And within these rhymes, you'll find the secret that unlocks the key of life. Hidden my tomb, mentally you may fertile my womb, and I give birth to prose like this. And only when breath leaves your lips, orally intertwined around metaphors, leaving desire knocking at my front door. Woman, I am enthralled, enraptured, captured by your phrase and meter. You are so intellectually pornographic, you got me beating this pen like a Peter to come to this conclusion. Let's be real and not an illusion. Bend your words to fit my ears and I will do the same. And if these vocal words echo infinity, then let it bear your name. It is true. I'm simply taken by you. And if I could tell you how your words touch me at the center, leaving me in a delirium of thought, how my mind cascaded off a cliff of my imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This how we doing? Oh,
yeah.
I got something for that.
What he said.
I got something for that.
What
I
he
something
said.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I got something for that.
Now, mm-hmm. So just so that we know, Cuzzo, just so that we know, this was simple poetry. It was
mm-hmm.
all fun and games.
Mm-hmm.
And then your friend Danielle said,
I got something for that.
So, Cuzzo, question. Just a question. Just a simple yes or no. Isn't that a challenge?
Challenge? Hello?
When somebody says, I got something for that.
Yeah, that's either they got they either got something for that, or they're gonna put their foot up your ass. Either or, both of them.
See,
alive.
Either or, and that's what she said, Cuzzo. That's what she said. I ain't say nothing. I do nothing. And then Edwina
came
in here with her soft spoken, and she sounded all sultry and adult like, and she was like, she said stuff, and then I had to respond to it. And so I had to talk to the both of them at the same time, Hav. They said stuff to me, Hav. Don't let them tell you different. They said stuff to me.
Nah, I heard a couple poems now. I done heard a couple poems. I was just trying to be, you know, I didn't want to get into the sticks and get into the weeds real quick. But, you know, I was trying to just, you know, let it smooth
mm-hmm.
out. I just wanted to pour the lotion on your back and rub it in. That's all I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got something for you too.
I just wanted to kiss you softly on your neck. Softly on your neck. Hold your hand.
Okay.
Make sure the bath water wasn't too hot. Make it nice. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
right. Face the bath salt, baby.
Give the lady the floor.
I ain't do nothing.
But if you come this way. It's Monster Mash from this point forward. I just want to warn you.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Y'all,
Monster
ready?
Mash.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's all good. It's all good. You can handle this. All right. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's raining. It's pouring. Someone's crying out their story. Are you listening? I want to look in your eyes before we draw in close to kiss, because you are the star upon that I wished. Being in your energy is like the mist before the dawn. It's heaven sent, peaceful and pure. Enough. I just want to breathe you in, let you cover me like my satin sheets, and show you the true art of lovemaking. With everything that I do, I'm thinking of you. continuously. You're always on my mind because I allow your energy to reach each and every fold, to trace every line of my being. And true love's embrace exists, and it is tangible, but what right do I have to make you aware if you don't belong to me? So don't be surprised that I didn't tell you that I want you. I love you. Suffering rejection's play is far worse than keeping inside the immense craving to exist in, just to breathe in your energy. Of course, I love you in my bed, but it's okay that you're only in my head. I like you there too. Lord, the things that you do when you're there. See, a man of your caliber I hold in high regard. So it's already yours. You just have to wait until it arrives. To be honest, it didn't take me long to connect. I knew that I belonged to you before we even met. It's raining. It's pouring. Someone's crying out their story. Are you listening? And that's that piece.
No, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that.
I love that.
Thank you.
She was the heat.
The girl, the Negro, sitting here singing and whatnot. Oh, we singing that? We singing? You just trying to pull? You trying to pull the boxes off? Is that what I hear you saying? Let me pull these boxes.
Yeah.
That was actually, I never recited that piece. That was actually for my book. But since y'all wanted to do the thing to us tonight, I had to bring that out. Wait. We got one more person we need to pull in here, and you gotta promise to behave, or I'm a mute your ass. Okay, hold on.
Oh, I know who this is.
Oh God.
What's up, Mr. Metaphoria? How you doing?
Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Listen,
you are crystal clear.
Listen, y'all not going to be jumping on my brothers in here. I see there was a double team and shit like that.
No.
I'm not letting that shit happen. No. Hell the fuck no. I'm not letting that shit happen. I come through this motherfucker. I put this whole size 16 on that door and kick this bitch down. Y'all not gonna jump on
don't
my brother. Right, yeah, I fuck with them.
All the drop box. Yeah. All the
10 toes down.
Bang.
I'm just not gonna let this shit just go down like that.
Mr. Big Talker and Straight Walker, what you got for us, then? Since you ain't calling
I got something. Y'all, excuse my voice. I'm having science issues and a whole bunch of shit going on, but y'all wasn't going to fuck with my brothers like that. That's what I do. But I'm going to do this piece and then, you know, and see what y'all think. You know, I'm the rookie here, so just let me do this and bear with me. But it's called A Warm Embrace, whenever you're ready.
Mike is yours, brother.
All right. Upon first sight, I knew that this was meant to be more than I've ever known before. Never before had my name been spoken the same. The melody of each symbol as it rolls from angelic lips. Mesmerizing eyes. I die inside, fantasizing about moments of today that will be cherished memories of tomorrow. Let me sleep. Let me sleep, for within my dream this must be. For a sight so beautiful could not truly exist in reality. My vision of the sea of love has been clouded by pollution of the past, but you are the lighthouse. Yet, to what does my allegiance pledge? The secrets of my silence tend to safely hold me. Fearful of the truth that lies have never told me that this could truly be. But if not one word is to be spoken, let us not blow kisses to tomorrow's moon partially broken. Let us embrace one another. Within mere seconds of intertwined connection, our confession will speak clearly through the silence. Hold on a while longer. Squeeze a bit tighter. Allow the warmth of this embrace make the load of previous pain much lighter. There can be no misunderstanding of the understood, for we accept the fact that time holds no measurement here. For in this moment, as well as many other moments, we fall into the arms of one another. We stop the hands of time. We freeze the sands of time. Within these moments, the world consists of only you and I, but if only this fantasy become reality, just once more, and once more, and once more again, until this process is repeated as often as the sun painted eastern sky. Until next time my mind tastes a dream in reality, I will hold fast to the memory of a warm embrace. In peace.
Oh, that's how you
that's
want
right.
to look?
That's
how
right.
you want to
right.
like that day for
that's
real?
Right.
Yep.
Right. That's
oh,
right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Slap the left and the right cheek. Slap the left.
Because you wanted to hit people with garbage cans.
Oh. Wow. All right. That's all right. That's okay.
And,
okay.
And
fine,
you got
fine.
A good squeeze in there, too.
Yo,
I had to come fuck with y'all. And listen, y'all know, I don't mean to cut anybody off. Just let me say, y'all know I don't fuck with poetry on Saturdays or Fridays, really. But I had to come fuck with y'all. And to everybody listening, everybody on the show, I don't give a fuck how many people listen. I just want y'all to know I love y'all because y'all been there for a motherfucker. Y'all know I'm going through some shit right now. And this was therapeutic for me.
Poetic therapy, baby.
As much as it could be. I mean, I ain't finna be no bitch and cry on the motherfucking air and shit because I'm a whole motherfucking gangster. But when I hang up, possibly. But as of right now, I just want y'all to know I rocks with y'all and at Wiener. That up, down, left, right, left, right, A, B, A, B, that little different combinations to that. You know. Yeah, I know all the combinations. I know the cheat codes. I know all that, you know. I'm just saying. But I wasn't gonna let y'all fuck with my brothers. I seen in the group chat that you were getting double teamed. I said, after just saying, I just can't do it. I didn't fuck that. They're not gonna fuck with my people.
Wait a minute.
I'm a press the fuck one.
It was even. It's two guys and two girls. It's even up in here.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. We got
it was just
winning.
It was just me for an hour and a half. It was just me for an hour and a half.
Listen, I'm like, look, as much hell as I give John, I'm not gonna let y'all fuck with John like that. I'm the one that fuck with John and Mojave, and I'm so proud that Mojave did like a 2.5 minute piece and not a 17 minute piece. He went to sleep on. You know, so I thank you, Mojave. We are all in here teamed up together.
Oh my god.
I like the energy. For the small time I've been here, y'all got great energy going and shit. Y'all know this is what the fuck we do. When people, you know, some people come through and they like to dull the energy down and shit. From what I've heard, y'all kept the energy up. This is what poetry is about. Poetry ain't about the bitching and moaning all the fucking time and shit. You know, everybody go through something, but this is how you get your release from the shit. You know, stop coming through fucking crying. Cause we're not going to always cry with you and shit because you cry too fucking much. You know, you can't cry all the fucking time. You know, sometimes you gotta come through here and have fun and shit.
There we go.
That's my thing. You know, see, y'all open my mic. Y'all got me started. I'm just saying, you know, even sometimes when you feel you need to cry, sometimes you gotta cry alone. But when you come through these shows and shit, show your talent. And, you know, have fun with this shit because people are tired of hearing about you whining about the same fucking shit. Hell, you know, hell, but I broke a heel, a high heel. or I lost a shoelace, my asshole too big, and all this shit. Well, motherfucker, that's what you get.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was your choice.
What you get.
I'm tired of
that's
this
what
shit.
You get.
Tomorrow's Sunday. You can go cry tomorrow. Go cry at the Inspiration Factory. Don't come to these other shows, all that whining and bitching and moaning all the fucking time.
That whining. The hell.
Yeah. You know, come through and do your shit and get the fuck out the way. Nobody finna caress your goddamn back and shit all the fucking time. You go over there, Paul's
telling you it's gonna
back.
Get all right. That's right.
Yeah, you know. You gotta bounce back on your own goddamn self. Hell, leaning on people, putting all the bullshit all the goddamn time. We tired of this shit.
All that bullshit all the goddamn time.
A-Day.
What's up? What's that?
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name? My mom's name,
Francine. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
happy
to
birthday
you.
To
happy
you.
Happy birthday to you.
All y'all wrong in a motherfucker. No, we are poets. We are not singers. We only sound good when we are by ourselves.
You watch your face. We say happy birthday to mama.
I'm going to make me sing about it. Hold on. Hey, John, you're about to make me think about a shiny button.
You shut up.
You know what? You ain't right. You know you're wrong. That ain't right. See, you ain't right.
You wrong. Well, you know, it ain't always got to be right, but as long as it's funny. Y'all laugh. Hell, that's all that matters. Shit. I am a whole fucking comedian.
I wasn't laughing.
Did the people laugh?
Well, fuck it. Tell them have a cold smile and shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what?
Yeah.
There go your coke and smile, damn it. Shit. How about that? Come on here, talking that shit to me. And you instigating, John.
I thought we had a thing.
I ain't do nothing.
Not too much. And you let the enemy infiltrate my heart. Give me my heart back.
And you opened my brother's mic?
I did.
There you go. As soon as you opened this mic, you knew it was going to be peanut butter jelly time. Where you go? Now hold on.
It wouldn't be fair because y'all had to do some pieces. My sister. Did you have something else you wanted to spit?
Hold on, I ain't got your mother's piece off.
Oh, you ain't got your mother's piece off. Five. I'm sorry.
I ain't your mother's piece off.
Gone. Okay.
All right, come on. I ain't your mother's piece off.
Come on, the mic is yours.
All right, fine. You got it.
Exactly.
Hope you hear all this.
She was water. She rose to her own level depending on how her moon shone, projected her ebb and flow. She could be gentle when she touched my shores. High tide, mile high waves. If you offended her like a knave, she was the type that you had to brave her waves, surf her imagination with adventure. This trip cost me. I paid in patience, long promises, love unconditional, peace. That compromise I spend at the love bank, what I deposit. It's my active listening, staying heart open, but it is hard to reside, and I know how to keep you inside. The space I make is how we simulate. Active endings, mending, producing sweet fruit that we consume. This is the space, the way we grow, growth in my heart, ever-expanding room. They say Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and I think beauty is anyone someone can be, but not me. I see the beauty in how I see things, how I experience things, how the air compares, how the wind blows gently, the summer breeze meant to me, how I can see bees float from flower to flower, the gentle mist of a summer rain channel, the way sunlight will reflect off the puddle in a chilly, crisp fall day. Beauty is seen from nameless way. It's the mysterious smile of a lover. Maybe it's the way when I see her dance, time flows and the music makes her body go. Beauty's gazes caress my mind's palette, allowing me to paint in my mind's eye colors unimaginable to memory. To reverse on campus, the mass of lovers and at last my love is come along. Beauty is the song that makes my eyes scream, makes my skin feel, is a meal for my taste. With a passion that fashion that skirts the rules of molecules. Beauty creates jewels and how they shine bright. With beauty, you take away the ugly unkindness of humans nightly. Your beauty is a bed. Your beauty is a way. Perhaps we see everything right. Had I not known, had I not met me, what would I have to do? It's the beauty that I see in you. It's the way that you touch the inner me in such a place that I can never experience complacency. It's the way you just happen to be. How your voice tickles my ears and sweet me. How my heart can expand and confront. At the command of your words, reverse, and perfect confidence to our continent. Our land masses will come together. Either now or later, we will figure out what's green. Sweetness. Or we will try to keep this line or a charm with the kids.
Mm-hmm. See. We ain't keeping score tonight, but what I'm about to say, okay, we can't count that one in tonight because that one was a little bit muffled by the music, okay? I know it had to have been beautiful. I heard bits and pieces of it, but tonight that one was a little muffled. It was overwhelmed by the music. So that one don't count. Hobby.
Why are you talking all funny, Danielle? Why are you talking funny?
I couldn't hear you.
I'm upset
because I couldn't hear you.
Ah, okay. But you can hear me now, clearly.
I hear you. Crystal clear.
Yeah.
But my girl, Zuena, I know you got something for that. Because if not, I can, you know. Mm-hmm.
I think I do. I can try.
Get him.
Oh, you're good.
Get him. Move, yeah. Dan. That's the way to have it. Move down in the way. Give me some room. God, the mic is yours.
All right. You are a beautiful excuse, a reluctant encouragement of words, a turn from mood indigo to a violent violent. You cut across night's bare black chest like lightning, exciting. You gave me something to expect, to accept in return for taking a blind next step. Yes, you paved a way, laid in the fragrant scent of possible with its notes of woulds and coulds. You know, when a sapio gets sexual, it's a different kind of good, and you are good. Mahogany hulk with words delicate as baby swallows, saccharine and heady as honeysuckles, heavy with promise like low-hanging fruit. An excuse not to wait for forever, not to reach for better. Promises and prose leaving me a meter wide open, fat with satisfaction. And though I know our interaction is a distraction from the conflict of my own existence, I want more. That's what I ask the universe for. More than just a date or a place to wait as I accept my fate relegated to a solid state, I want more than an excuse not to love myself, to trust myself, explore the nuances of being objective without being the object of someone's affection, and I want more. But the flip side of this is that a lifetime exists where I get to suckle on your neck, lay wet pecs on your chest, sip your bottom lip. A lifetime exists where you would be nipping my earlobes, embracing my waist, kissing the thick of my hip, and I want more. I want more. I want to draw you closer in slow, deep inches, where we explore the unbearable lightness of just being, a marriage of sensations and senses, a tangle of promises and sweat-stained sheets. A lifetime exists where we take slow tokes and deep strokes, where we be grown folks with longing throats deep and drink from each other, drinking deep from each other's need for more in slow, deep inches. A lifetime exists where you lick patterns and the shivers that run down my spine, punctuating it with a bite on my behind. And a lifetime exists where we'd mince bodies but not words, an imagined interaction, a beautiful distraction. The meantime for the passion that bruises me purple, a pool of blue to plunge into, a beautiful excuse to be loosed of my clothes and my mind, a beautiful reason to be lost in the meantime. Poem.
You know what?
Oh, shit.
This, is one, this right here is one of my favorite pieces by you. I
Thank
love
you.
This piece. That opening line is everything. I love it. I you know, I stole that opening line and squeezed it in one of my pieces. And I'm sure, even though I couldn't hear Javi tonight with that last piece that he did, I know it coincided with what he spit. I know it did, because all his pieces are beautiful. Don't be trying to hit me, bump me out the road with the bus, Javi. You know I love you. Don't be trying to do that while I'm walking down the street. I don't, you know. Don't be doing it. You ain't even like that, okay. But that I love that piece. That is one of my favorite pieces. You know, y'all do gotta call Uncle, because we got y'all tonight. You have to admit it. We got y'all tonight.
What? Did you not hear the piece that I did?
Here comes Diva.
Did you not hear that? What?
Yes.
I'll just try to see if y'all are still awake.
What the hell, man?
Oh my God!
I came in to spit one piece, had some pasta and some wine, and then this shit started. I wanted to have a cigar, read a couple of books, but no. Brother, don't get. And Dwayne walked in here, rolled her eyes at her brother. Got on the mic, did her thing, and then snapped her finger in my face and was like, "That's what you call poetry." I was like, What in the hell?
No.
I just came in.
Now, see, you know what? I'm gonna get your cousin. I don't know whether it's called dropped or whether he purposely hung up, but I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him.
So it's back to 2-on-1. Okay, cool. I would like to respond to the sister.
Okay. All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Let me, hopefully I can get this. Girl, it's been so long since I held you in my arms. So I picked up pen and paper and decided to write you a song. But then again, I thought about it and decided to tell you what it's like and what I like, because I like it when Poetry moves mountains that the wind is afraid of. When the unsuspected souls are trapped in the euphoria of spoken word, and then it begins. I like it when she takes my hand and holds my heart in her palms and keeps her promises not to hurt it, shatter it, or even abuse it, because she knows as long as she's holding it, nothing else, no one else could ever take it or take away from it, but she can always take care of it. I like it when I can drop my guard and just be me, pure and unmitigated, unapologetic, outstanding, vulnerable me without wanting to stop, having to fear she's going to steal the other shoe that was supposed to drop. Because I like it when Trinity kisses are part of our foreplay, when she lets me play in her hair, hold her hands, and never demand that I'm the man that she needed all this time before I got to prove to her that I was right since the very first time that I captured her heart, her imagination, and her fantasies all in one line. In the nick of time, she surrenders to me willingly, lovingly, because after ecstasy, it's just she and me. Because I like it when all roads of happiness points to us in the multiverse, because all roads not paved in gold will continuously lead back to the point of origin, which is her heart. Because I like it when she has trusted me beyond anything or anyone else has ever delved within her, as she drops her guard and allows everlasting fulfillment to fill her inner sanctum within her sanctuary. And I love it when she sees all of my potential, accepts my flaws, and still lets my slide in between her sugar walls, because it's us against the world. Because I like it when she says she is my queen. And because that's not an act, it's what we do. Because everything that she does has impact. And I like it when she likes me all over again, when she says, baby, kiss me. And she lets me do what I do with my pen. Over and over again, it is us against the world. She reads my poetry as if this is the most magnificent thing she has ever read in her life. And she says, I like it when you write like this to me. Poem.
Wow. Wow. Hey. I. Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. That. Okay. All right. Still pulling. See, he took the gloves off and capped them off. But okay, I can't.
I do nothing.
That was actually beautiful.
Since it's two against one, I have a challenge for the both of you. I will give you three or four words, and you have to create a piece off the top of your head with those three or four words.
Not tonight. I'll give you something later. Into it tonight. But
really?
Give me the words. Give me the words. I still want to play with it.
No. I want you to create something right now off the top of your head if I give you three or four words.
Oh, my God. You know I can't work like, oh, my God.
Edwina?
I've never done anything like that. What are the
words?
Right. I'm interested.
All right.
What
are
the words?
I'll give you the words, and we'll rock this out for the next time she has poetic therapy.
All right. What's the word?
The first word is intimacy.
Okay.
Second word is pulse.
Poem?
Pulse. P-U-L-S-E. Pulse.
Oh,
okay.
Third word, vibration.
Ooh. Shut up, cat.
I'm about to throw something at his head.
In the fourth?
Intimacy, pose, and vibration. Mm. Okay. Can do that. I can definitely work with those
words. The fourth
words.
Word, let's make the fourth word. Let's make the fourth word do. D-E-W.
D-E-W, okay.
Okay.
Intimacy, pulse, vibration, and do.
Okay.
For the next
time we're on romantic therapy together.
Yes.
That'll work.
Okay.
That'll
got
definitely
you.
Work. But I still got another
sounds
piece
like
to do.
Okay.
Back
at
you.
Oh no, the challenge is still on.
Hello. this right here is called used to be. It used to be that you had me way too open to you. Because unlike any other, you like me the way that I am. I never had to present a mask or change my hair just a little bit or tone down the shine of my skin just a little bit or face embarrassing, diminishing comparison. Somehow you saw right through my protective cloak and liked who I was there. And it set off a riot in my soul, taking me from the comfort of my hidden. I hadn't realized how open-minded you were until I understood you understood my misunderstanding. Now you've got the key to my sheets. When others threw my love away, you flew it away to safety, leaving room for my self-care. Well, tell me, when doves cry, do you hear love? Cause since you, my walls are falling like autumn leaves. I'll never tire of you invading my space and exposing me to your beautiful mind and your desiring for me to absolutely love, absolutely, and just be me. And that's it.
That was beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I don't want to compliment this piece, but I have to because it's actually really done well.
Thank you.
So I didn't want to compliment it because I was like, nah, she ain't going to get me to be tear-jerking. Nah, man. But no, I got to give you that. This is good.
Thank you.
Trying to think, do I have something for that that's on that same tear-jerker, I love you side? Or do I get to make it up as I go along?
Hey, make it do what it do. You got this.
I'll leave it to y'all. Should I make it up or should I read what I got?
Either way you come, we're gonna knock our socks off anyway.
Right.
Make something up.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Now.
All right.
When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Last night I cried. I cried because I thought God answered prayers. And I prayed for her not to let that door close. I prayed that she would walk backwards back in and everything that she said bad would be said in reverse. It started out with, can we talk? Can we talk started out to be, talking about us in a different light, different music played, different parts of our bodies were saying different things that sounded like, I miss you. And I forgot exactly what that sounded like coming from her, because we were not in the same space that we used to be in. So my teardrops, I had wished that my prayers were answered, because I asked them to reverse themselves and come back into my eye ducts to never fall from my cheeks again, because the same way you never get to hear a tree grow is the same way that I have always loved her, but she didn't love me the same way. She was the cold breeze that you hear with the window cracked open that sounds exactly like torrential rains falling on window panes, hoping that it'll shatter the window, except instead of a window, it was my heart. So last night I cried. And when I finally began to realize that I wasn't alone in my home, I was on my fire escape, on my knees in the rain, and it wasn't my tears. It was just the angels telling me it's going to be all right, but I couldn't stop crying because the rain wouldn't stop falling, and at the end of the day, I was still alone. So last night I cried, because every time I continue to ask God to help bring her back to me, it appears to me and it's evident that there's a section to heaven that always goes to the side of the mountain where prayers never get answered. And sometimes we just got to suffer to get past the shit that we've been through with certain people who we need to let go of. So if you ever say a prayer and it doesn't get an answer, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It just means that for right now, you need to suffer like this so that when the next blessing comes, you know how to handle it. You can be better. They can be better. You can be what you were supposed to be. And tears will never fall. And someday soon, you'll actually listen to the creases in the branches as a tree begins to grow in your backyard. And then you'll understand what 100 years sounds like when it starts to blossom for springtime. So last night I cried because I only wish that she could hear this poem. But she left. Poem.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That was freestyle.
Wow.
That
was amazing. That was. Yeah. That, you know what? You know what? Show ain't over yet, but I gotta say, I'm going to send this replay to myself, and I'm going to put this shit in my playlist because I gotta listen to this back to back to back to back. That show, that was so dope. Oh my god!
Don't ever actually repeat that, because I couldn't repeat none of that stuff.
I thought right out about you because it's on the replay. Once I put in my playlist, I will write it down for you and send it to you. Don't play
That's
with
what's
it.
Up.
I'm trying to tell you. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. Wayne, you want to go next? Because if not, I got something for that, too. Y'all making me go into my pieces that I'm supposed to be putting in my book. Y'all ain't even heard before.
Oh, that sounds good. I had a piece, but you can go ahead. I want to hear your pieces from your book.
All right. Okay. Well, this one is untitled. Every night, I abandon all that is me and offer it up to the moon in hopes that when you glance at it or the light hits you, you'll feel my love shining on you. Because I can't touch you. See, I've never known such a longing for and loneliness until you invaded my mind and dominated my thoughts. But it's a beautiful invasion. I just don't know if it's real or just my imagination. Could you be what I prayed for with specific details? My thoughts haven't rested since you've invaded my mind, and yes, I cry out to you in loud silence. Do you even know what that means, what that is?
my emotional control disrupted. And I just can't gather myself. And I want to kiss you in the rain and always, always find that one reason to stay with you out of 1,000 not to. I gave my heart so long ago and you still don't see me. So I guess until you, the fantasy will continue. No, I can't touch you. It doesn't mean that thoughts of you don't keep my smile beautiful. I miss you, but I still shine because the thoughts of you encompass my entire circle of energy and make me feel. Feel as if love has a hold on me, just not to me, tangibly. But it will be. And that's that piece.
But it will be.
That was dope.
Thank you. The ladies and gentlemen, Diva, King, I want to thank y'all so much for joining me, staying with me, making this one of, this by far has been the dopest, most precious shows that I have ever done. And I hold this deep, close to my heart always. Man, y'all have no idea what you did for me tonight, really. And I truly can't even express the amount of love I feel from y'all tonight. I really, really do. This was so awesome, man.
Definitely
this ought to make
was.
For
Thank
real.
For
I'm
welcome.
Trying to tell you, yo, y'all did the damn thing. Javi, if you're still listening, I know he had to hop off of here. Thank you. Dave, thank you so much, sweetie. I know you're not in the best mindset, but we love you still the same. You know, but I still had to mute you. Man, y'all are the best. I'm trying to tell you, the creme de la creme. I love you.
I did nothing.
So, yes, you did. Troublemaker coming up in here. Coming up in here, which is your charisma and your suavecito and your smoothness and all that goodness that comes along with you, you know, and just making us swoon. And then, wait, Denny serenaded us, he crooned, all that good stuff. Man, look, the total package over here. It's all good, though.
I can hold a note once or twice. I can hold a note.
Yes, you can. You got it.
You can.
Yes. Thank you so much, everybody. Oh man, I feel so special tonight. You know I'm an emotional creature, but I'm going to keep myself together. I'm gonna hold myself together.
I had fun. I don't get a chance to spit like this on a regular basis because you know sometimes people got me in a particular pocket. But getting a chance to fly poetically was fun, and especially doing a piece that I can dedicate to both of y'all at the same time when I'm freestyling. That's kind of...
Yo,
that was spectacular.
Okay, that is the reason, actually, that's the main reason. That ain't the only reason, but that's the main reason why I want the replay in my playlist, because I got to hear that joint again. You had me sitting here with my mouth hanging open. I was like, oh!
Right. Like a poetic menage.
Oh my God! Do y'all hear this? I'm in here talking to myself. Do y'all hear this? No, and damn well don't nobody hear me talking, right? I'm like,
somebody come look at this.
Yo,
that was dope.
It was, and I so appreciate y'all for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
What I'm going to do is close out this show. Thank you once again to everybody. Oh, man, y'all, I don't even know what song to close this show out with tonight, but I want to say thank you.
Play Never Can Say Goodbye.
Where is it?
Where is it? I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. I'm just going to play a random song. But I want to say thank you to my listener, my dope poet that called in and gave this awesome poetry competition. Hit us back and forth, or as J. Rob, the wise one, said, tit for tat pieces. I loved it. I really, really
it's
loved
wise
it.
Son.
Yeah.
Wise son. Wise son.
All right,
lady.
Wise son.
Wise son.
All right. All right, wise son. You make me feel like, what did I say? I loved it, man. This is dope. I want everybody to continue to love one another and get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. Continue to be safe. You know, still a lot of germs out here they're attacking us with. You know, use common sense. Right. Stay away from folks. Okay? And with that, everybody, I'm going to say peace.
Peace.